All right, I'm gonna. It's a little known fact that I'm an aspiring motivational speaker, and I apologize. This is gonna go longer than I wanted to. But hi, I'm always after it. Today I want to talk to you about confidence and building it. I've been doing some research and found some things that I can be helpful. Some of it I put together with by a writer named James Clear, and the other, a research specialist by the name of BJ Fogg. I want to build your confidence. The process of building confidence is just as important as the goal of having confidence. The process is hard work. Step one, change your environment. My good friend and motivational speaker, Jose Flores, wrote a book titled, "Don't Let Your Struggle Become Your Standard." Growing up on the Pine Ridge Reservation, you learn some things. You learn how to survive from day to day. I decided some time ago that I'm done surviving. I want to thrive. Although it's a beautiful place, it's home. I want to be laid to rest here someday. But let's look at the facts of growing up on Pine Ridge. There's an approximate 85% unemployment rate. Suicide rate, 3 times higher here than anywhere else. Addiction rate is pretty darn high too. Then there are the traumatic events that occur when you have a population of people that is involved in drugs and alcohol. And you have the unseen things like oppressed, defeated attitudes, and the crab in the bucket syndrome. Again, don't get me wrong. I love this place. I grew up here, and I'm raising my children here. I've become so strong here. I've learned so much here from the Lakota culture. That's what keeps me here, not all that other stuff. It outweighs the negative. However, raising children in a negative environment with negative behaviors will destroy a child's confidence, dreams, and goals. A majority will not know that it is easier to achieve goals with a positive mindset. It is easier to win when you have seen work ethic and preparation at its best. Learning to never give up when you're surrounded by an environment that has never given up is so much easier. I know there are exceptions. There are beautiful, positive people that exist, and I'm not talking about you. The reality our children face is people in poverty and addiction created this environment, and a large portion of our children are suffering through it. You know it, and I know it. Now try to take an individual who doesn't know that there is something different that exists. There is a world and a group of people facilitating positive behavior, and when you surround yourself with them, you may just wake up and smell the sunshine. I say sunshine because you don't know what the sun smells like unless you've been in the dark for a long time. You don't know that water has a smell unless you have not had water for days. Raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about. So step one, change your environment. Now on to step two. Step two, reprogram your brain for positivity. I'm going to recommend 3 things to change in your life. Shut off your TV. Find a positive, inspirational speaker that moves you. Read a lot of books or listen to a lot of books. From the day you were born into this environment, it has been programming your brain. The self-talk you hear is from that environment. About 85% of the self-talk is negative, and it comes from that environment. The self-talk is that little voice in your head that says, you can't do it, or you shouldn't do it. This is where my friend Jose Flores' book comes in. You made your struggle your standard. We have to rise above the struggle, expect the best, be the best. Shut off your TV. Shut off your nonsense YouTube videos, shut off your news. It's all garbage unless you choose the programming you're taking in and it's positive. Find a positive inspirational speaker that moves you, that connects with you, and that you enjoy listening to. Mine is Les Brown. I simply subscribe to YouTube Red so I can play YouTube videos and listen to the audio while the app is closed. Then I put on some Les Brown in the car while driving to work or while in the shower. If I had a bad day at work and I'm feeling down, I listen to him in the car on the way home from work. It always picks me back up. Every day is a struggle. Sometimes you have to listen to your positivity 3 or more separate times a day, but you'll notice a difference after some time. Make it a habit to do this. Make it a habit to do this. I can't stress that enough. Make it a habit to do this. I cannot emphasize that enough. Reprogram your brain with positivity and good habits. There are other inspirational and positive speakers out there like Ona Brown, Zig Ziglar, Tony Robbins, Eric Thomas, Nick Vujicic, Jim Rohn. The next thing you should do to reprogram your brain, Next thing you should do to reprogram your brain is to read a lot of books on self-improvement. One good book is Les Brown's book, Live Your Dreams. Other books I plan on reading are The Road to Your Best Stuff by Mike Williams, Average is Over by Tyler Cohen, Don't Make Your Struggle Your Standard by Jose Flores. Anything written by Ona Brown, the Dream Queen, or Les Brown is gold to me also. So step one, change your environment. Step two, read or listen to books by inspirational people. Step three is positive self-talk. If the problems you're facing now are the result of thousands of small decisions made over the course of years, then wouldn't it make sense that the path to success, good health, strength, joy, fulfillment, meaning, and vitality would also be through thousands of daily decisions? When you become obsessed with achieving result quickly, the only thing you can think about is how to get to your goal. And you forget to realize that our process for achieving goals is just as important as whether or not you achieve them at all. The desire to achieve results quickly fools you into thinking that the result is the prize. Your life is the sum of your habits. Our problems are the sum of our habits. How overweight we are is the sum of our habits. Dropping out of college, a sum of our habits. The inability to keep a job, a sum of our habits. Trouble with law enforcement, a sum of our habits. The amount in the savings account, a sum of our habits. How happy or unhappy we are, a sum of our habits. By what we allow to control our thoughts. Change your habits, change your life. Again, if the problems you are facing now are the result of thousands of small decisions made over the course of years, then wouldn't it make sense that the path to success, good health, strength, joy, fulfillment, meaning, vitality, and success would also be through thousands of good habits? Think about that. Of course, there's a lot more, but that's all I have time for. I'm Oi Zephyr. You are powerful.
All right. Thank you, Oi. Good job. Way to go. Okay. Again, this is Oglala Lakota County School District. We have our Wolf Creek administrators here today. I'd also like to recognize and thank our virtual high school, Bateson School, Red Shirt School, Rocky Ford School, and Wolf Creek School administrators and staff for a job very well done. And welcome back to our students. Thank you so much. Also to the parents of our students. This is going to be a great school year. We're off to a really awesome start. Last Wednesday was the first day of school. It's been a lot of fun, and we'll continue to have fun, and we'll continue to just encourage and support all of our students as best as possible, and really showing some excellent progress in the academic realm, as well as the holistic, all their services that they're being provided to. And they'll just really, really have a tremendous year this year. And a special thanks to Keeley Radio for your help and support of our children's education by allowing us to be on the air today. Special thanks to Mr. Tom Casey.